down.
Well, you sure do. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Not too bad. I ache a little now, man. I was in the hospital a few times in the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
But mainly to check up and have them give me hell. And then reform my habits somewhat. By the way, the reason I called Mike today, you asked that I call about George Stafford. That's
yes, sir.
Frank Carlson's administrative assistant.
Yep.
He's okay.
Our boys think highly of him, but I didn't want him to come on. Jake and Marvin and different ones that have talked to him thought he was very good, and we like Frank, but I didn't want, I told him that I wasn't going to appoint anybody from up there without his feeling that you had something to do with getting him a job.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you.
So you just tell him he's appointed, period. His name, I haven't told him yet.
Yeah.
I just told him I'd consider it, but you tell him his name will come up as soon as I get up there.
Yeah, let me ask you, how much have you done on this draft proposal? Have you taken any particular steps on it?
Well,
the boys are getting up there.
No, I've sent up a message. I'll send up a message, I guess today at Notch it went up.
Yeah.
And what it leaves, the law's all right. We'd like to have an extension as it is. We've got two questions that are open. One is, do we do away with the local draft board and take 500 regional boards?
Yeah.
Burke Marshall recommends that. He says the draft boards are no longer anything but perfunctory, that some clerk runs them. I have my doubts about the wisdom of his recommendation. I had to Russell and McNamara and some of them down to talk to me, and I rather think that I would like to leave the draft boards because it makes them feel they're the part of the whole process, and that it makes them dedicated to the effort. And the second recommendation that he made that I haven't bought was that we take every boy when he gets 19 and allow no deferments for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
I rather think I would allow deferments in college if they're justified and making good grades. And since we, such a large part of the young people are not going to be drafted, I think I'd go ahead and allow them. And I don't think that every boy that goes to college rich man's son. And I think that if we don't, when they come out, we have to pay for all of them going under the GI Bill.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure on it. I thought I'd let the Congress debate it and see how the debate went and see how the Congress felt. And I'd like to try to find an area of agreement. Now, those are the only two basic things where there's any difference of opinion.
Yeah.
The Clark Board, they haven't got much staff, and House Armed Services staff's trying to work with them, and Burke Marshall tried to understand what they're doing, but they're not going to be very far apart of Burke Marshall and Tom Gates and Ovita Hobby and that group that made the study for me, the president of Yale.
Yeah.
And their report came out Sunday, and by the way, Margaret Smith got offended, according to the paper.
I talked to her today.
I didn't have any.
I straightened that out.
I haven't had any meeting at all on
you didn't.
On these military things. And what happened was, I asked the liaison men how we should consult with everybody, and they said it would be better if we took the armed services people like Russell and Margaret and the rest of them and had them in one group with their own secretary to explain the details of the troops in Europe, and that Russ could sit down with McCumber and meet with Fulbright and them, and that I just meet with the leaders. Now, I have never had the chairman of the conference of the House or the Senate or anything. I've just had two. I'd be glad to have whoever the leadership insists, but I believe that, well, we had two people had to sit on the back row anyway. We didn't have room. But I never had any meeting with them about shelling the shore with the Navy ships and mining them or anything like that. I don't know where she got that idea.
No. I gave her an account of it, and I gave her the name of everybody who was present. And I did that to her and Milt also.
Mm-hmm.
So they were quite straight down. But this is a little effort on the part of the newspaper post here to dig up a little brawl if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all right. So
did she
have no concern on that score?
Did she think we offended her?
No, she didn't.
Huh?
And when I told her that only Tommy and I and Mike and Russell were the ones there, and I went right around the table and named everybody who'd been there.
And it wasn't on the mining at all. It wasn't on the military thing.
That's
it's
right.
On the European thing.
Mining mention. Well, you know how those things are.
Well, I catch a hell for so much.
Well, it runs off you all right.